Next public hearing is conditional use number 1768, Michael J. Schuhart.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a one operator trucking company to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 7,600ths of an acre more or less, lying west of Road 449, 545 feet south of Route 24. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of the survey site plan for this application. We have three agency comments. First one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report dated May 3rd of 2007. We are advised that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that they commented in reference to Route 24, the present level of service at level of service C and could increase to a level of service D. And then Trap Pond Road is considered level of service A and could also be increased to a level of service C based on this application. The second comment was the County Engineering Department and was received today, making reference to this application. The site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 4. An individual on-site septic system would be proposed. The proposed project is located west of Millsboro and is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service. Therefore, a concept plan is not required. And lastly, from the Conservation District, we are advised that this site has two soil types. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion control and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. It is not likely that off-site drainage improvements would be necessary, and any on-site drainage improvements would be minor, if any, were even required, and there is a tax ditch in the area. Attached to that with a copy of an aerial photograph and a soil map, a related soil legend and reports for soils, and a reference to prime and other important farmland. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? All right, sir, come on up. Give us your name and
appreciate you seeing me, Stephen. Michael John Schuhart. I live at 15277 Trap Pond Road, adjacent to the site that I'm asking to be changed.
Okay, sir. You have heard what our director had to say about your application. Is there anything you would like to add? Anything you would like to tell us about?
Well, I've been operating on that plot now for over 2.5 years. I don't have any complaints that I know of. One of my neighbors wanted to come up and support me, but he couldn't. He had another obligation. I just want to see that I can continue doing what I'm doing. I think I'm trying to do it the right way.
Okay.
By approaching and maintaining what I'm doing.
Okay, we'll see if anybody's got any questions for you. We're going to start with, Mr. Gordy, you've been busy tonight.
Mr. Lang, was this due to a violation?
Yes, it was.
So explain exactly what you're doing as far as your truck. How many trucks
I work,
do you have?
I have one truck.
You have one truck.
I've been hauling for the same company for 9 years now. I'm an owner-operator. I pull their wagon. I haul petroleum products to Wawa's, Rural Farms, okay. Wilson Baker stops, Dover Air Force Base, hospitals. I service quite a bit. Power plants, Indian River. There's not too many places I don't haul into.
So you're hauling fuel?
Yes, sir.
And just one truck and one tanker?
I have one truck and one trailer that I pull for the company. I've been pulling that same trailer for 6 years now.
So on the premises, you only have one trailer?
That's it.
That's all you have all the time.
The reason he had to apply is that it's on a separate parcel. It's not on the parcel he occupies as a resident, so he couldn't consider it as a home occupation use unless he combined the parcels.
So describe this a lot that you put apart your tractor and trailer.
Well, it's adjacent to my, I own 8.75 acres. I own the corner of 24 and Trap Pond Road. My property's like a, it's a weird shape. Square in the corner, but then it goes to like a point. The way I built my house, I want my truck right there because I bring my truck home, but I didn't want it in front of my home or like in my driveway, so to speak. So I subdivided off the property next to me and put a cul-de-sac in so I can park my truck next to my home, but not necessarily at my house.
Right.
But it's convenient because I get to come home in the morning, I can start it up, go to work. I should have brought an aerial photograph.
Okay.
I think most of us have seen it.
Yeah, I just wanted to explain, you know, what it looks like. And you don't, no plans or expansion or anything?
No.
So what's your hours of operation probably anytime, right?
Excuse me?
You probably work 7 days a week?
No, I work a 6 day work week. Like tonight's my Friday night. And I'll have Friday and Saturday off. And I'll go to work Sunday morning at 2 o'clock. That's the time I start every day. I start at 2 a.m. Next week, I'll have Saturday and Sunday off. The next week will be Sunday and Monday. So because I work 6 days in a row, my 2 days keep jumping by one.
Right. Yeah.
Which gives all the stops that we have coverage all the time.
So the truck doesn't sit in idle very long, does it?
15 minutes in the morning to warm up during my pre-trip, I have to do.
So there's no noise associated to it?
None of my neighbors have complained to me directly about any kind of noise associated with my truck.
That's all the questions I have, Mr. Wheeler.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
One question, and thank you, Mr. Shuhart. How close or how far are you from a fire department?
Four and a half miles to 13. The fire department's probably another 2 miles from there, so it's within 6 miles.
So should there be an accident, I ask, because you said you had a fuel truck, reasonable response time would be less than 10 minutes?
Yes. But to ease your mind, my truck never comes home full.
Okay.
Well, that's not technically true. I have, in the 9 years I've been with the company, I've brought that truck home full maybe 4 times because a car was parked over to fill. But typically, they don't want me bringing fuel home. It's not how it works. When they dispatch my truck on a load, it's going to a specific home, and there's room for that truck there. It's not like, you know, they do any kind of planning. And only an unforeseen thing would happen, like a car parked over to fill, and you can't find the owner.
I think that's because the fuel company drafts the customer's account when the fuel leaves the terminal. So they want it dumped.
As soon as we dump it, we're billing them, or they do.
Okay. So less than 10 minutes on a fire response.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Johnson.
So just to reiterate, there's no intentions to add any additional trucks or any tankers or trailers?
That's why my permit states one truck, one owner, one truck. That's me. I don't want the headaches of multi-trucks. I'm not big enough. I'm doing just fine, just doing what I'm doing myself, and I've seen other drivers trying to do it, have multi-trucks. You don't get no sleep. They're calling you in the middle of the night. I got a flat tire. No, sir. I like just what I'm doing. It's at a pace I can still be with my family, and it's what I'm looking for.
Okay. And for clarification, Mr. Lank, if this was all one parcel, this wouldn't be before us as a conditional use. It would be a home business.
He could drive his licensed vehicle home.
There you go.
Basically.
Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
No.
Mr. Counts?
No, sir.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
Questions, thanks.
Okay. Me neither. You may take a seat nearby. We will see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1768? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Step right up.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Doug Taylor. I live 5 houses from Mike Shuhart, 15019 Trap Pond Road. And it's more concern than an opposition. Concern,
that's good.
first of all, the land's already been cleared, so the vegetation's gone. The second thing is, this group of people, or this group, you guys just approved Trap Trails, which is directly across the street from where he's been operating. Mike was there first. They came next. Mm-hmm. So now we have a tractor trailer doing a U-turn in the middle of Trap Pond Road, and 86 new houses going to go across the street. The traffic information study, I wasn't aware of. I don't know what C&D means. I guess it's for weight. That road, I have lived on and around that road since 1958. I have seen it develop. I have seen the signs along where Mike lives disappear twice that restrict traffic to 2,500 pounds. That's an 80,000-pound truck. We're not so much opposed to the tractor trailer as we are as to the tanker. The tanker, he's within 50 yards of a creek, the Beaver Creek that runs behind his house, which runs behind my house. We're worried about fuel seepage, and it has been home loaded. We've seen the tire squat. We know it's loaded. Most times it's not, but we have seen it loaded, so he told the truth. The third thing we're worried about is there are now dump trailers parked there. And we've been told by other people in the neighborhood that the dump trailers are going to be part of the business that are going to, there's going to be a trailer dealership there as well.
That's not part of his application.
I know. I'm aware of that. I didn't know that until I got here.
Yeah.
I didn't read the sign until it said one man, one truck, which
right.
is what he's been doing.
Right.
So our concern is the environmental part, the maintenance of the vehicle, the power washing, which is going on now. Where does the soap, where does all the oil and stuff coming off the truck go? He runs an extremely clean operation. He's improved his corner. All the way up 600 feet of it is better than when he came. We just don't like the tractor trailer sitting in the yard. It's a residential area. It's agriculture, residential. No part of that is it ever going to satisfy an agricultural requirement, even if the acreage is there. There were several neighbors that were opposed. A couple of them are sick. And quite frankly, after the hearings at Trap Trails and the stuff with the Justice property, they've lost faith in coming here. So, and I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. That's just how they feel. They don't want to come. And, you know, I don't really oppose Mike. We just don't want to see the tanker sitting there. When you turn the corner, you're going to a state park. It's all residential. Here's Coral Luzo Trucking right there when you turn the corner. House is neat. Yard is neat. Everything's neat and clean, but we just hate the tractor trailer sitting there. It's ugly. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Anybody on the commission have any questions?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Stewart, if you could come back up to the podium, please. What would you estimate the approximate distance is from where you park your tanker to the ditch that runs behind you?
200 feet, 220.
And tell you. Yeah, it's probably 220, 225.
And is it primarily wooded, would you say, between within that 220 feet?
I didn't hear you. Understand your question.
Woods, are the woods between you and the ditch?
No, I cleared the lot. I took out almost all the trees on that lot. It used to, well, for one, wish I had a drawing board. I put a cul-de-sac in. I don't make any U-turns in my drive in the road. I make a right-hand turn off that road, of Trap Pond Road, and I put a cul-de-sac driveway in, so I turn right into my driveway. All the hard turnings on my property, and I put 6 inches of recycled concrete in, which is better than asphalt or anything else. And in the time I've been to my house, that truck's only been to my home once, loaded. Once. And three times in the 9 years I've been with them. So the chances of me polluting are really slim to none. And I have all the hazmat training and diapers and dikes at hand if something was to happen. But my septic system is just to the north of my driveway, and it runs just about the width of that lot. So that's one of the reasons I cleared that lot off, because the original guy that put the septic system let the woods grow up, and all the roots were getting into the drain field. and all the drain fields run about the width of that lot, just short about 50 feet to my neighbor's side where they stop. But it's a cleared lot now. I mean, except for the outside trees and maybe one or two selective trees. I said, they look pretty good. I'll leave them until I want to do something later. Right. And the trailer sales thing, I own two trailers. I'm not going into the trailer sales business. I don't know where that came from. But I'm entitled to have whatever kind of play toys I want. And I happen to own a John Deere backhoe that goes with my dump trailer that I bought to make the improvements to the 9 acres that I have. And I thought buying something was better than renting it or borrowing it every single time, but I shouldn't have to explain all that.
Sir, you don't. You certainly don't have to justify any of that to us. Your application is for one truck, one driver. There's nothing in it about trailers, trailer sales, or anything. Rumors get started sometimes, and that's what happens, and believe me, this group is aware of that, so you don't need to explain any of that. We're addressing the application that's in front of us. Anything else for... okay, sir.
Can I make one more statement?
As long as you're here, go ahead.
Doug Taylor mentioned he lives five houses from me, but what he neglected to tell you, the five-house distance, it's damn near half a mile from my home. It's not like he lives five houses away. He lives almost a half a mile down the street.
Okay. All right, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, hold on. Mike, one more. Excuse me.
Sorry.
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
Would you object if the commission made a firm stipulation that it's limited to one tractor trailer with one tractor, one trailer?
No. No problem at all.
That's all.
Okay. Good enough. Thank you. Anything else before we let this gentleman sit down?
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks
very
for your
good
time.
All right. Anyone on the commission have any other comments? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. Invite you to remain with us for the rest of your Thursday evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.